The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I've never been better, man.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it. How's the family?
Everybody seems to be fine.
Okay, good. Is everybody excited?
For what?
For today. For tonight.
Oh, for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Did
you forget?
No, I made a bet on it today.
Okay, what'd you bet?
Well, that's between me and my bookie.
Because, well, you already got the bet in, so you already got your odds locked. What difference does it make if you tell people the bet now?
No.
You bet against the Chiefs, that's why. Look, you know, they can struggle in week one.
Mm.
It's not the end of the world if they do.
I did take a bet against the Chiefs.
You did?
I did.
Well, look, that way you're happy either way, right? If the Chiefs win,
what's
your team wins.
Bet,
if your team loses, at least you win money.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know how people feel about betting against their own team, but there is always that logic there. Like, yeah, it's kind sort of a win-win situation. But I have a feeling that Laz would say it's not a win-win, and that if the Chiefs win, he won't be happy at all.
There's logic there.
Right, but
I
not for him.
The Ravens to win, Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, and Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown.
That's parlay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's
plus 1,063.
So they just have to win.
The Ravens just have to win. They don't. I took no points.
Okay.
I could have gotten three.
Okay.
I took no points, and I took Kelce and Jackson to score.
What is the spread?
It's
yeah,
three, at least
it's
it
three.
Was.
Well, yeah, I don't.
$50 pays me $700.
And home team gets three usually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
what they say.
It's even.
But I don't really understand in week one how they even come up with. I mean, obviously, they're basing it on last year and last year's
and what
they
Anaheim,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But it feels like every season. The first game is when you learn a lot. About, I mean, it was last year, you're like, boy, it feels like Patrick doesn't have a lot of people
well,
to throw
the
ball to.
Well, I'm picking the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. I do think they'll go to the Super Bowl. I've picked other teams. I think they could have. There's other teams that could get there, but I think the Chiefs have the best player in the world, and so that negates a lot of it. But, you know, I just, like you said, first game of the year, and you got to play a team that runs the ball. Getting a team on the first game of the year to be in sync when they run the ball is easier than getting a quarterback in sync with 3 to 4 receivers.
Well, that makes sense.
Now, week 11, I don't think the Ravens can beat the Chiefs if they're all in sync. But you've got new wide receivers. You've got new stuff going on. Of course, you still got Kelce. And by the way, the Chiefs could beat them by 30. They're that good. But just, you know, if I'm going to throw some money on it, I'm like, man, there's a chance I could get pretty good odds here. And they're going to run Lamar. They're going to run Derrick Henry. They're going to play pretty good defense. Maybe we get into a 21-17 thing.
I don't remember what the score was last year. I went to the game. It was against the Lions.
Now, people are saying it said Ravens-Lions last week. That's what I said last week. I still haven't made my Super Bowl prediction. We'll do it.
Yeah,
it's the Ravens or the Chiefs. And then I think it's the I think the Final Four, my guess is going to be the same as it was last year.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say Ravens, Chiefs, and Lions, 49ers. And then, like, wherever that goes from there, I'm not sure.
But so you feel like the Lions get over that hump this year. You just don't want to jinx it?
No, I really don't know if they're better than the 49ers. Like, the 49ers are good, and then I think Green Bay's better. I think Chicago's better. So, you know, those teams could, you know, the Lions could end up being pretty good and third in their division. So, I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the two, I feel pretty confident in saying that the Chiefs and Ravens are going to play again in the playoffs.
Well, I'm excited, obviously, to just see how the Chiefs play in Week 1 and hope that it's better than last year in Week 1.
Last year, they didn't have Chris Jones and right. Travis Kelce.
That's true. Chris Jones was out, too. Yeah.
And Kelce, you know, I know people are like, we lost to the Lions, but the Lions ended up being pretty good. So two of your best players are gone, and you end up playing a pretty good team that not everybody thought was going to be good. So there you go.
Yeah. No, I mean, I totally get that. But it's just there's still always those unknowns. Anything can happen in Week 1.
Anything can happen.
I feel like this season, I've mentioned in the past that I'm excited about seeing Aaron Rodgers. I don't know why. I think with all the money, all the talk, all of the, you know, the hard knocks and all that stuff, and then for him to get hurt in that first snap last year, I'm just very curious. And what's, I don't even remember the kid's name. Who's the number one draft? I can't even think of his name. For the Jets. Ended up being no good.
Know.
Just everything that's
Trey
happened.
Trey Lance,
there.
Is that?
I can't remember his name now
he
at all.
Sucks. All
he
those
did
guys
suck.
Just...
Wasn't he a Michigan kid? Was he from Michigan?
Mm-mm.
I don't know why I was thinking that. I've never seen his family.
A lot of people, like, you know, people get mad at me to put him in there, but a lot of those guys just all kind of pulled together. Whoever that guy that the 49ers thought was great, maybe it's the same guy and Trevor Lawrence. They're all just a pack of suck.
Yeah, but did you know that going into the season? Before they started playing in the NFL, you knew all those guys were going to suck?
Zach Wilson?
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance. They're all just like, you suck.
But
Trevor Lawrence the best out of those.
Did we ever talk about Mahomes being number four?
Sam Donald.
I'm sure at some point.
On the players list, number four?
Yeah.
That's absurd, right?
I mean, they did that survey thing, whatever that annual survey is, and I feel like there were some things in there that, because he wasn't the number one, wasn't he? There was something where the players didn't pick him to be something.
And then when he had that winning drive, he walked off and was counting on his fingers.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
There you go. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Daniel Jones, just, you guys all suck.
Yeah, but I hope that,
I'll tell you who I hate. I'm curious because we have fans here, Nebraska fans and Chiefs fans. Have you guys seen Nebraska's quarterback? It's Dylan Raiola, Dominic's son. I don't know what Chiefs fans are going to, if they like him or not. So I hate him.
Okay.
But he's a freshman. And he's the starting quarterback for Nebraska. And he's like, was the number one player in high school. You know, great player. But he has a haircut like Mahomes. He says Mahomes is his idol. He wears the glasses like Mahomes.
Okay.
When he walks on the field, he does the same thing as Mahomes. The way he runs down and celebrates, like everything. He
carbon copy.
Exactly. Like Mahomes. And then Mahomes even tweeted after he threw a thing, like, that's my little cuzzo or something. Like, I hate it. I hate
you
it.
Hate it?
And
it you hate the whole thing?
I hate the whole thing.
Why?
You hate that he's imitating him
so
much?
Yeah, like, why? What are you doing? You're your own guy.
Yeah, but it's his, you know, sports hero. I feel like in sports sometimes
it's
that
too
happens,
far.
Right?
It's like Snow
but
Cone
I get what you're
you.
Saying. It's too like, much. It's too much.
Like he wants to wear him as a skin Jesus suit. Christ. Like it's okay
I
to
knew
be
he was
like.
Bring
I
this
know
up.
He was too.
I didn't even know. You guys couldn't have known I was going to bring him. So I didn't even know I was going to bring him until I said it.
I almost suggested it, and I was like, I'll leave him alone because I almost said, oh, so it's like Snow Cone.
But, right. But yeah,
it's
really,
just too much.
It's disturbing.
The glasses, the haircut, all that.
All
too
that.
Much.
Yeah.
Especially because the haircut. That was really popular.
Now,
a few
you can
years
have
back,
like a favorite
really
player
anymore.
And do things like them.
Sure,
you know, and be like, man, that's my favorite player. I watch him all the time. But like,
or pay tribute to them somehow.
Think of the same haircut,
yeah,
to walk like him, to talk like him. It's like it's a little too much.
Is he really good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's important, right?
Oh yeah.
If you're saying I'm going to look and act exactly like this
guy,
but
it seems like
you
Mahomes
suck.
Doesn't mind. It seems like Mahomes likes him so.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of flattering. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery,
that's
right?
Weird.
You know, I was never on dating apps, so I was happy that my picture was out there, and just to know that it was getting getting some matches. I was getting matches. It was literally me.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.
What's going on, Hotshot?
Oh, nothing. I just, I saw a story about Katy Perry. I haven't heard that name in a while. I don't know. She's still hugely popular.
I think she is.
I don't know. She was on one of those shows. Maybe she's still on, like, the singer, Dancing with the Singer. What show? What are the names of the shows? She was on one of them.
Singer,
yeah, was she on that?
Stars.
She was on The Voice, maybe, or
The Voice.
No, maybe she was on
American Idol.
America's Got Talent. Oh, American Idol.
I think that's American Idol.
I forget. That's the original one.
That's the OG.
And that was the hardest one to remember. I forgot that was even a thing. I don't know that it still is, but I think that's what she was on. Anyway, I saw that she was being talked about on social media, and I was like, we'll take a look here. And it's because, well, she's talking about love languages, which is like our favorite thing to talk about on this program. You know, what's your love language? But she talked about something that Lazo really, really hates. Really, really hates. But I'm curious if he will hate it when it's coming from Katy Perry. He says he hates it. He's always said he hates it. But I just wonder if he would feel differently about it coming from Katy Perry. So I'll tell you what it is coming up.
I'm excited.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
So, Katy Perry.
I know her.
I know her. The one thing I know about her, I knew she was on one of those talent shows, and I know that she said a long time ago that she named her vagina Katy Perry. I'll never forget that.
She did?
Katy Perry. Yeah.
I like that.
Right? I know. Like, how could I forget that? Oh, and I know that she was married to that guy, Russell whatever. Brand. Is that his name?
And now she's with Orlando Bloom?
Well, I didn't know that until today when I saw this stuff. I saw when I was trying to figure out why people were talking about what she said.
That's a pretty good pickup for Orlando Bloom.
I feel like it is, too, because he was hot for a minute. Now. And then, he did those Pirates movies or a Pirate movie. I don't know how many he was in.
If you told me, if you asked me who Orlando Bloom was and you said he was the right fielder for the Texas Rangers, I'd be like,
It's tough to place him.
He was an actor, but you're right. Yeah, Orlando Bloom. Okay, plays for the Rangers.
I think after he did those Pirates movies, then he was part of that bling ring, right? The celebrities' houses that got robbed. I remember his name coming up in that stuff. And I remember even then thinking, I wonder how nice his stuff is. Surprising. Like, you know, that he lives in this area. Does he live close to Paris Hilton? I would think she's quite a bit wealthier. I have not seen Orlando Bloom, and I couldn't tell you the last time. Actually, I'm not even 100% positive I'm thinking of the right guy. It's the guy from the Pirates movies, right?
The Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Talking. It was just a cameo, though.
Okay. Yeah,
so
I don't remember seeing him in quite some time. He was in something that I liked around that time, but I don't know.
Black Hawk Down?
Oh, maybe I rewatched Black Hawk Down.
That's
what it was, and I noticed him in that. No.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, he was in the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, and then the Lord of the Rings is probably more lucrative because he's probably in a lot of those.
Legolas.
Lego Man?
I've never watched it.
You've never sat down with the boys and watched the Lord of the Rings anthology?
God, no.
Oh, my God, Lazo. You've got 6 movies to look for. I don't know how many, actually.
No.
I don't know how long they've been together, but it was all
news to me. 2016.
So, a while. Well, she was on some podcast, and she's talking about, you know, love languages, just like we do. And she brings up what her love language is, and, you know, people started talking about this. They said, oh, hey, Katy Perry says she'll do this if you do this. And I thought, oh, well, this is like a Laszlo thing. This
normally
allows Laszlo. But it's coming from Katy Perry, so let's see what he thinks. TMZ, obviously.
One of my love languages is acts of service. So it's like, if I come downstairs and the kitchen is clean and you've done it all and you've done all the dishes and you've closed all the pantry doors, you better be ready to get your... I mean, like, literally, that is my love language. I don't need a red Ferrari. I can buy a red Ferrari. Just do the dishes.
I'm obsessed.
It's not easy.
Right, I hate it.
Sorry. Don't you know?
I hate it.
Man, I heard that and I was like, this is going to
don't
be like
use your
nails on
a
chalkboard. Just the way that she says it. First of all, my love language is acts of service.
Right.
So I think what you're saying is I want your love language to be acts of service.
Right. So if you do everything.
Right. If you do stuff.
If you clean the whole house for me, then I'll bestow upon you my mouth.
Right. That shows me.
That tells me that, you know what that does is it tells me that you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it, but you feel obligated to do it because to you, the act of sexually pleasing me is as thrilling to you as me washing the dishes in closing the pantry door. If you're willing to do that, then I'm willing to do this for you. Now, I get it. You know, and look, if Katy Perry said do all that stuff and I'll do it, of course I'd do it.
Of course.
But my point being,
I know that.
My point being is, you know, you're in this relationship with this dude. He should feel like you want to have sex with him. And to do that, you don't have to do the dishes.
Put a price tag on stuff.
Right. Like, you should come down to whether the dishes are done or not and be like, man, I'd like to do this. Like, what is that?
I want you to want to...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I want you to want me to do the dishes. Like, what? Yeah. But the comparison is really, I want to do this as much as you want to do the dishes. She's, like, okay.
She says, don't buy me a red Ferrari. I can buy myself a red Ferrari. So she's saying she would rather someone do the dishes than her get a red Ferrari. That's how much she doesn't want to do the dishes.
Right.
I mean, think about that. Now, I know she's wealthy, so it's a little different.
And
but
what about, just put that on the other foot, ladies.
Uh-huh.
What if it was Glenn Powell? And he comes down, he's on a podcast, he's like, I tell you what, I come downstairs in my bathroom, and I look, and she's done all the dishes, mopped the floor, closed all the pantry doors, so I'm like, you better get on your stomach, so I'm about to
I thought you were going to say, I let her Guess what, right. I'm going to bestow upon you this.
Like, yeah, I'll give you, like, what, everybody would be like, what?
Yeah, it would be a really
good
thing.
You'll have sex with her if she cleans the house?
She cleans up.
It's so ridiculous.
It would be bad. His PR team, his crisis management team, would be working overtime for sure. They'd be pissed if they heard that. I mean, just bringing up, like, if my love language is you doing stuff for me, it's acts of service. You come down and do the dishes. If I see that she's done all the dishes and cleaned the kitchen, then, yeah, I'll have sex with her. People, his crisis management team, his PR team would fire him, I think. They'd be like, well, we're out. I don't know. Call Laszlo. I mean, yeah, you're going to be a big movie star.
I can't imagine.
We don't want to deal with this.
Why can't we get imagine it? Because it's a horrible thing to say to someone. It's literally a horrible thing to say to someone.
Is it horrible? I mean,
it's literally, you have to do these things that no one wants to do in order for me
to want to,
to sexually please you.
Yeah.
And listen to me cackle and scream. You should be so happy about it.
Yeah. Orlando Bloom should say, I don't want you to do that to me. I got other girls that'll do that for me. You know,
exactly.
The same way she's screaming about the red Ferrari.
Yeah, but how about you buy me a red Ferrari and I'll let you do it.
Right. Now we're talking.
Right.
But because she, partially because she's a woman, that's a huge piece of this. And also because she's Katy Perry. I mean, you glossed over it. But if you were in a relationship with Katy Perry and that's how it worked, you'd still be in that relationship with Katy Perry, probably.
Well,
right.
For
I mean,
the money.
Okay, that part too, yeah.
But if I was Orlando Bloom, Orlando Bloom, I wouldn't.
That's the thing. He shouldn't need the stability of.
If I was Orlando Bloom, I wouldn't be like, oh, great. I mean, I just made fun of who Orlando Bloom is, but dude's got his own money. He's wildly good looking. I'm sure he's fine.
He'd be just fine. Right. Yes.
I feel like Katy Perry making that, like, yes, I am comparing to doing the dishes because it's, you know, horrifying for both of us. Like, yeah, all right, well, that's the trade-off. I get it.
Yeah.
But not someone you're supposed to love.
No. I mean,
that ain't love, Katie.
It's really not. I love thinking about it. I love hearing you talk about it. That's great. But the way that she says it, the way that she gets all worked up, I just knew was really going to make Laszlo so angry.
You've done it all, and you've done
put
all
this
the dishes.
I want to hear this, bitch. Put it all together. Make a little video out of that and send it to Katy Perry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I want her to hear what it's like. She needs a little awakening.
We might get a response out of this. Maybe. We could
yeah,
do
make
that.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, at Katy Perry.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo.
What's going on, Hotshot?
Oh, nothing. We're getting ready to doom scroll, as you call it. We're going to do the news. So you have that to look forward to. Hope you're excited about that. Plenty to talk about. Well, you know, you could act a little bit excited. I mean, it's the only thing we do every day. It's our only, what do they call that?
I said I was excited.
Yeah, you said it. It's a big game tonight. We mentioned that.
If you do the news, good. I'll let
you. Did you catch that one, Snow Cone? Thank you, buddy. Big game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the news. A feel-good story for you that I think Laszlo will say is not a feel-good story. I always like it when that happens. I got a house for sale that I think is right in your price range, and I know you're looking to retire soon. So you're talking about retirement earlier. Yeah, I think I may have found the place for you.
Got $600 in my bank account, so it's probably pretty close.
Yeah, it should be fine. I mean, I don't recall when I was young thinking about retirement. I also don't recall when I was younger thinking about going to school. They talked about it a lot, but it was all like, that's some other person's problems, not mine.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's how I ended up, you know, where I ended up. But I certainly don't recall thinking I need to prepare for retirement, or even that, you know what will be nice is that one day I'll be retired. I look forward to that day when I just live off the money I've saved.
Yeah.
And, you know, live in Florida or California or wherever, even here, whatever.
Boy.
And just live out my days, you know, doing nothing, putzing around the yard, mowing the lawn like the retired neighbor. Never crossed my mind. Never thought it would happen. Now that I'm older, still don't think it will happen. You?
No.
No chance. You just think you're going to work till the end?
No. Yeah. I mean, if I do retire, it ain't going to be
luxurious.
Yeah. It'll be like, damn, they fired you and this is where you have to live.
Yeah. It's bad when you depend on like a scratcher's ticket. You're like, this could be the decision for whether or not to retire.
When can you collect Social Security? Like,
yeah. How much is that? Like $600 or $1,000, something like that? What is that?
A little, you know, studio apartment somewhere.
I'm thinking trailer somewhere. Seriously, because then I think you can get some of those pretty cheap. And then if you still get the same check, they don't give you Social Security based on the cost of living, right? That doesn't make any sense. They wouldn't give people in L.A. more money than they give people here. So just get a trailer somewhere cheap and we'll retire. Snowcone can be our errand boy. It'll be good. You going to retire someday, Snowcone?
No.
No plans? Just work till you die?
Yep.
Yeah. I thought you guys had financial advisors. They talk about retirement?
Yeah. Right. I mean, mine is more to help my kids so they don't end up in the same place.
What do they tell you about retirement?
Same, but it's for my kid.
Do they tell you when they bring up retirement, or are they just like, obviously you're not?
Well, hey, you're going to have to be doing a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. We've never talked about it.
Okay.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.